This is Goddess Chrissy Marie, and this is a quick public service announcement. A quick question for you. What are you serving? Remember, the Bible says you can't serve two masters. And what does that mean? It's not talking about God and the devil. What it's saying is you can't say you want one thing, but you're focusing on another thing, right? So if you want prosperity, you can't be thinking about how broke you are and how money is hard to come across. If you want more love in your life, you can't be talking about how men don't do this and women don't do that. You can't be reminiscing about your old relationships that didn't work right. I'll go a step further. You can't be listening to all this sad, depressing music or watching shows that's against love, or participating in conversations that go against what you want. So again, what are you serving? And as I always state on these podcasts, guess what? Everything exists in this reality. And the more you focus on whatever you're focusing on, guess what? You can view your focus as giving something life. I'll tell you what, you can view it as if whatever you're focusing on, you're activating more of it in your life. You're giving it life, right? So if you're focusing on not having something, you're going to get more of it. If you're focusing on more of you getting it, eventually you're going to get more of it. And honestly, sometimes it does take, well, I'm not going to say sometimes, a lot of times it does take discipline for you to shift your mind. But my thing is this, what's the alternative? Consistently living an unfulfilled life, a life that's void of joy, a life that's void of fun, a life that's void of the things that you want. And like I said, yes, everything exists. And yes, there are so many things that's coming to you at one time. But the thing about it, guess what? You don't have to fight it. Okay, I think sometimes in these spiritual realms, we make it harder than it has to be. Guess what? If you see something that comes along your timeline that doesn't resonate with you or you don't want to participate in it, guess what? Just click off of it. Just hide it. That's it. Unfollow it. Delete it. And keep it moving. That's really what it's truly about. It reminds me of this movie. And it'll come to me. It's a movie from, I think it's the 80s or the 90s. It'll eventually come to me. But anyway, in the movie, there was a scene where this guy, he had to like walk across this bridge. And in order for him to walk across the bridge, he had to ignore the things that were outside of the bridge, right? And the thing about it, the things were illusions. However, if he interacted with those things, they become real. And in a sense, that's what life is about, right? Whatever you interact with, whatever you focus on, whatever you think about, whatever you talk about, the more you focus on it, you're activating more of it in your reality. You have to really look at it like that. See, a lot of times people just look at it, oh, it's right, it's wrong. Listen, it does not matter. It does not matter. You cannot at all. You cannot waste your focus. And I'm not saying that you have to be happy 24/7. I'm not saying that. But what I will say, if you are a negative Nancy and you're always musing on what's not going right, who did this and why they did that and blah, 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 negativity, gossip, unproductive tea, you're going to get more of that. Or if you're split where you're thinking positively, but you're also thinking negatively and you're switching it up and you don't really have a dominant focus, you're going to get mixed reviews. So, you know, discipline your mind. It's like discipline any other muscle. And it was Neville Goddard, and I'm paraphrasing. He said that basically he compared your mind to like a dog, training a dog, right? So it's going to, the dog, like when you're trying to train a dog using the bathroom, yeah, the dog is probably going to pee in your apartment, poop in it. You clean it up, but you keep guiding the dog back to wherever their spot is. You get what I'm saying? So it's like your mind, you just have to keep redirecting it. I think he said if your mind sways another way 70 times, you redirect it. And that's what it really truly is about. But the thing about it is the more you do it, the more your brain will or your mind will go to the place that you want. I'll tell you this. This is how you know you are a negative Nancy. If when something happens, you automatically think the worst case scenario, or if somebody tells you something, you automatically think negatively, then it's a strong possibility like you are too much in the negative sides of life and you have to get out of that. So really, truly, what it's really about is it's about your focus. What you're focusing on, is it what you want? Do you want more of it? Do you want more pain? Do you want more struggle? Do you want more complaining? If not, get out of it. And I must admit, sometimes when you're shifting to a desire version, and I've experienced this before too, sometimes it's a little boring because sometimes the mess, let's be real, it's interesting. But my thing is, listen, we all have things that we need to do. You might as well go focus on something that's going to edify you versus something that's going to deplete you. And again, this is not about you being perfect all the time and never, quote unquote, thinking or talking about something negative. But you better monitor yourself. You don't want to get stuck in a state. That's another thing. You can get stuck in a state. And I'll be honest with you, I've been there before where I was feeling good, happy, vibrating high, and then I have a conversation or I start going to this particular site or this particular page, and before I know it, I'm caught up into that frequency until I have to drag myself out and be like, yo, I don't want to experience this. So again, your focus is important. Let me tell you how you know your focus is important. That's why on social media, likes and hearts and loving things have so much currency. Because the more you focus on it, the more you give energy to. So be very discriminative about what you focus on, what you edify, what you bring into your reality, what state of being you fall into. That's why I always say, before you go to bed, do an inner devotion. Before you start your day, do an inner devotion. And if you're able to throughout the day, do an inner devotion. Redirect your mind to what you want it to be on, right? Listen to videos that edify you. Read things that edify you. Watch shows that uplift you, or it talks about the goodness of life. Get out of the pain body. Get out of the struggle. Get out of the mess. Get out of the drama. Again, everybody is not having the same experience, okay? And when I say this, I'm speaking to myself too. Even me. I have to remind myself when I get too far into something that's not serving me, I'm like, uh-uh, girl, get out of that. That's not edifying you. That's not giving you life. Why do you want to talk about that? Why you want to be around that? Why you want to be in that frequency? I desire to be around high thinkers, high vibrational people, happy people, optimistic people, people that love life, that love people. I don't want to be around a bunch of negative Nancys complaining about the woes and the ills of the world. No. People like that drain your energy. You start feeling hopeless and losing your motivation and your dedication. No. So again, I'm reminding myself to continuously renew my mind to the things that I want to experience and be around the people that love life, that's happy, that's flourishing, that's healthy. Yes, that's the type of people I want to be around. I don't have time for negativity. Miss me with that. And if my optimism annoys somebody, they're not my people. Hello? I'm going to tell y'all, I'm so serious about it. I only want to listen to music that feels good, that edifies me. I only want to watch shows that make me laugh, that feels good to my heart and my nervous system. I only want to be in friendships and connections with people that love me, that supports me, that see the best in me. I only want to go to functions that bring out my creativity and my joy and fun. And we all have a choice. What are you choosing? You get what you get, what you focus on. Hello? Again, you get what you get, what you focus on, what you add energy to. Now, will you be able to change it instantly 100% in the snap of a finger? No, it takes discipline. But I'd rather start disciplining myself towards what I want versus getting stuck in a negativity, in a gutter of life. I choose to thrive. I choose to be happy. I choose to love, laugh, giggle, sniggle, all that fly shit. Okay? So on this note, let me recite to you my new favorite Bible scripture. And I think I mentioned it before in this podcast. Beloved, of all things, I wish upon you prosperity, health, as your soul prospers. Let me say that again. Beloved, above all things, I wish upon you prosperity and health as you prosper through life. All right, Ashe, talk to you later. Peace.